Boom! And we're live. Welcome to Amateur Opinions Fantasy Football Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We're getting ready for game week 10, man. How was your week last week?
Yes, sir. I had a decent week last week. I took a minus 8, so that wasn't the greatest. But without the minus 8, I think I got about 73, 74 points, somewhere around there.
Okay, that's good.
I think Robertson was a big contributor to that.
Yeah, he did well.
I think he got a clean and an assist. I was away for the weekend, so I didn't watch any football or see any highlights. I had no connection to what was happening in the world.
So you're pleasantly surprised, eh?
Yeah. I came back to see my fantasy team doing well. So that was nice. And yourself?
Nah, I had a poor week. I had 64 and a minus 8. So that took me to 56. So, you know, yeah, that kind of, yeah, that I was not happy. And it was, yeah, it was just a culmination of things.
Bad week. I think when you average it out, like if I was to ask you 10 weeks ago and I was to show on a graph, these are the game weeks and these are your points, I think you take it. Maybe just
altogether, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people were in the 70s and stuff. So that's kind of what I'm judging it on. But generally speaking, 56 is decent, for sure.
Yeah, I think I actually had 79 before the minus 8, so it took me to 71. So it was a good week for me.
Yeah, you see, that's a very good week. Okay, so let's get it started, man. So game week 10, for the defenders. You know, Robertson had a great week last week. They kept it clean. And against, you know, Leicester. So that was pretty impressive. They're playing Brighton this week. And, yeah, I mean, Brighton looked pretty good against Aston Villa. You know, Welbeck is playing well. So he's...
Welbs,
very good finish. So it's going to be interesting to see if Liverpool can keep it clean in this game. They could. Because Fabinho's back, so that always kind of gives them a lot more stability than when he's not. But Liverpool just lost in the Champions League yesterday, but they did, you know, shift.
Just a fun fact, I think it's the first time they've lost by more than one goal at Anfield in a number of months.
If not years.
Yeah.
Close
to 12, maybe even more than that. Mm.
Yeah, so that's. So, I mean, they did shuffle around a bit, so it kind of makes sense. But, yeah, so I'd say Robertson is in there. Kyle Walker as well. He was rested midweek, so he's guaranteed a start against Burnley. Burnley aren't really firing well enough to trouble City, who have been pretty good defensively. So I've got him in there. I've got Cancelo in my team. A bit worried because Benjamin Mendy's back fit. But I do still think Cancelo will be first choice. Well, I hope so, at least. But Kyle Walker is...
Would you recommend people bring him in? Or is it one of those where if you have him, keep him in your team?
Yeah, bringing in is Kyle Walker. He's the solid starter, solid choice. As well as the centre-back pairing of Ruben Dias and Laporte. So those three are your solid starters. And then left-back will be... is a bit more flimsy. All right. Alex Telles. So he had two assists, basically, in the Champions League. That would be recorded as assists. You know, that corner and the cross that was spilt by the keeper. So he's you know, our left side has always been our most productive side. So he's definitely an option there against Southampton. Although I honestly don't see United keeping it clean, but if they do, then, you know, you'll be in good shape with Telles there.
And how Telles is 4.5, right?
5.5.
Oh, 5.5.
Okay. Yeah, if it was 5.5, yeah, you'd be all over him. Everyone would be all over him, pretty much.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
What do you think of Leicester's chance of keeping it clean against Fulham? I've got Justin in the team.
I like their chances of keeping a clean. Fulham managed to get some goals last week. Like I said, I didn't watch any games, so I don't know if that reflects how well they played. But Leicester, on the other hand, caught a hiding 3-0. So I think Leicester will want to respond and they'll keep it tight. I think Justin is a good addition for anyone looking to bring in a defender.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And then I've got Konza playing against West Ham. West Ham haven't really, you know, been up to it ever since Antonio got injured. They are scoring, though, you know, through the efforts of Jared Bowen, Fornals, and Allah last week. I scored his first goal. Suchek also kind of is always a threat at set pieces. So, you know, that the Villa pick is more of a, I'm not really sure, but, you know, if you have him, you'd want to start him. And I
have him, and I'll be keeping him.
Yeah, keep him in there.
My starting lineup.
I've got the Arsenal Wolves game. Actually, I have that as a 0-0 game. That's my prediction, because like I said, Arsenal aren't really attacking well. Wolves.
So you think it would be a good idea bring in a Wolves defender or an Arsenal defender?
Yeah, I would for sure. If you don't have, you know, not taking a hit for it, obviously, but if you have a free transfer and you don't see any cleans coming, for sure, I would make that sub for one of the two. Preferably, probably Arsenal. I'd say Arsenal is more likely to keep the clean than Wolves. So, yeah, I would do that. So, if you have Bellerin, I had Holding. I shouldn't have sold him, but I did. So, yeah, I think he'll keep it clean here. Although Arsenal were pretty, very, very lucky to keep it clean against Leeds, but that was away from home. So I don't know. I think it's a 0-0 game. Yeah, so Kilman and Bellerin, my picks for that game. And then if we move on to the mid, Salah's back from COVID. So I have him back in the team.
So was that the first transfer you made, was to bring Salah in?
Yeah, it was. You know, Jota's been insane, right? He's had returns.
He has.
Pretty much.
He has.
Virtually every week he's played, except for one, I think. So if you have him, you just keep him. You know, it's not worth taking a hit to get Salah in. I personally prefer Salah just because of the penalties, you know.
Yes, with you.
Yeah, I just think that factor is worth it for me.
I think Bruno's a good example of that, right? I think it's a good segue, but just the importance of picking a penalty taker. I think Bruno is a prime example.
Exactly. Although, you know, Liverpool don't really get that many penalties, surprisingly, compared to United. So, yeah, but still, they did get a penalty against City, so it's still possible. And then I've got... Also, I mean, it's Salah, right? I don't need to justify Salah. Salah is that guy. And then, like you said, Bruno Fernandes against Southampton. Bruno Fernandes has been exemplary away from home. Double figures in every away game he's had. So he's also my captain choice for this week. Southampton have been playing well. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, defensively as well. But, you know, Bruno, midweek, he also, you know, had two goals. Could have had a hat-trick if he hadn't donated the penalty. But, yeah, so Bruno Fernandes, for me, an easy choice at captain, away from home. What do you think of that? That's fair, right?
Just as far as him being an easy choice, do you think he's a better choice than Salah away at Brighton? Because... Southampton, you know, I think it's going to be a tough game for United. Do you think Salah could, you know, also be a viable option on his return?
Salah's never a bad option. You know, I'd never bet against him. But for me, I would still go for... Look, Salah could easily have, you know, a 13-point type of game, right? I would equate if I'm looking at his last fixtures, I would equate this away game as similar to the Villa game, where he scored twice. Of course, they conceded seven, but he scored twice. If I look at their other away games that they played, which was Everton and Man, an in-form Everton and Man City, which again, he scored. He had 7 points and 9 points respectively in those games. So he's had returns in all but one of his away games. The one he didn't was against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Yeah, so Salah's definitely a very good choice. I wouldn't hold anything against you if you chose that, for sure.
Interesting. I can't commit right now. I think I'm going to need to sleep on it a bit. Yeah. But those are
the two options, Fernandes and Salah.
Because the other options for me would be a Spurs player being Harry Kane, and he's playing Chelsea. So yeah, I think it's going to be between those two. I'll sleep on it.
Okay.
Just moving on now. Any other midfielders that you have? Is Jack Grealish still someone you think people should be looking at?
Yeah. Grealish for this game. I know a lot of people have him, so I'd tell people not to sell him for this week. But I wouldn't say bring him in. The person I'd say bring in would be James Rodriguez. It would be a differential for sure. So they're playing Fulham, and James has done really well at home against teams like this, right? He's had double figure holes in games like this, and he's due a game like this. They're back to full strength. You know, when they lost Seamus Coleman and Luca Digne, Richarlison, they looked a shell of themselves. But now, as soon as Richarlison came back, boom, they scored three times. So I do think this game will be a good game for James, to bring in James as a differential, absolutely, against Leeds.
Nice.
Yeah. And then and then Walcott against Man United. So Walcott, he has had four starts this season, and in all four starts he's had a goal. He's had a return. So he has one goal, three assists. So he's looked pretty good. So he's one to keep an eye on. Maybe not necessarily to bring him on in this game, but to keep an eye on him, see how he performs. Because, like I was saying offline, he's playing striker ever since Danny Ings got injured. So that kind of provides him with good chances with the way Southampton attacks.
And also a good thing to remember, the advantage of... He's still classified as a midfielder, correct?
Yep.
And I think just the beauty of that is he gets more points for a goal, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he does.
He gets one extra point. So I think he's definitely one that we will keep our eyes on, for sure.
Yep. And a very important game to watch is the City game. Look, it's no secret that City hasn't performed as well as we expect them to. So this week they're playing Burnley at home. So we want to see if they'll get their form back somehow. Their home form, where they go full flowing, scoring for fun. Because Aguero's back, Jesus is back, Sterling is back, KDB's there. So, you know, they're back to full fitness in terms of the important attacking options. So we want to have a look at this game, see if they get firing, because the next week they're playing Fulham, which is a target team as far as I'm concerned. So if they play well in this game, then best believe it'll be important to bring in players, City players, for the Fulham game next week.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's such a great point. Definitely will be seeing if they get sharper. You mentioned to me offline how they can't buy a bucket, you know?
Yeah.
Buy a goal. They can't get a goal.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And I think last night I watched a little bit of their game, shot after shot after shot, and they just couldn't finish. Olympiacos sat back, and it was quite difficult for them to break through. So from what I saw yesterday, I wasn't too convinced, but then again, Aguero wasn't there, and if I'm not mistaken, KDB wasn't on when I was watching. So yeah, I'm with you. Very keen to see if City become a little bit more lethal.
Yeah, especially with their striking options back. That gives them that focal point.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially Aguero. All right.
Just in terms of one to watch, who would you be looking to bring in? Would it still be De Bruyne and Sterling?
Well, that's the purpose of watching the game, right? So you'll see, you know, who's getting the most chances, who's the most influential, the positions they're playing, because, you know, KDB could easily play deeper or further forward. You know, if he plays, you know, for example, Rodri and what's his name? And Gundogan, for example, then KDB will further forward. But if he plays KDB and, say, Phil Foden or what's his name? Silva, then he won't be as further forward. So it just, so that's why we need to watch this game and see what's going on and then make a decision as to whether you're getting a Sterling, KDB, maybe Foden or Aguero. All right. So as far as our forward options are concerned, for me, Calvert-Lewin is very important in this game week against Leeds. For me, this looks like a back and forth kind of game.
Yeah. But it's just a note on Calvert-Lewin. For me, he seems like he's going to be one of those guys that's a staple throughout the season.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Absolutely. It does look like that. And in this game, I also have Bamford as an option. Everton aren't defending well at all. Right? Anyone who concedes two to Fulham and hangs on, that shows you where they are defensively. So, you know, Bamford, I think I mentioned, I don't know if it's still true, but 2 weeks ago he was the player with the most shots in the box. So he gets chances. And you saw in that Arsenal game, he had like two chances he should have scored. So Bamford in this game is also a good pick. Now, and then I've got Jamie Vardy against Fulham for obvious reasons. Calvert-Lewin scored twice last week against Fulham, so I expect Vardy to do something in this game. He's also a captain option as well.
Yeah, just to split listeners into camps now. Let's say I sold Salah last week. I brought him back. Do I take another hit, to get Vardy into my team? Do I take a -4? Because I'm just saying, for the camp who sold Salah, they've brought him back. Do you think Vardy is worth it? Because, I mean,
depends who you're selling.
It's Fulham. Hmm?
Depends who you're selling. If you're selling Calvert-Lewin, okay, it's not worth it. If you're selling Harry Kane, for example, then it could be worth it because he has a difficult game at Stamford Bridge. So, you know, but we did the math where, you know, if Harry Kane does something, even an assist, and you've taken a hit to bring Vardy in, Vardy will need at least a goal and an assist to kind of justify your move. And he'd need to get the bonus points as well. So,
for sure.
And what was your stat for Harry Kane in the last game weeks?
I think he in last 9 game weeks, he's only got less than 4 points once. 4 points is, yeah, he got 4 points last week. That was because of a yellow card. So since game week 1, he's got more than 2 points.
Yeah, so for me, my prediction is he'll get an assist at least. But I do like Vardy more than Kane for this week, for sure. I mean, Vardy could easily get
As a second example, a follow-up question now is, if I didn't sell Salah and I have a transfer, if I have to choose between Kane and Vardy, you're saying Vardy for this week. You like Vardy?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah. Yes. If you're not taking a hit, that's a no-brainer, actually. So, yeah, but Kane is still, you know, an option for this game. You know, he could easily score. If for example, if Spurs wins 1-0, Kane will get 9 points. So that's kind of where he is, you know. So I like Kane for this game. And then...
I'm going to be keeping Kane. I do have Kane, and I sold Salah. So I think Kane will be staying in my team, and I'm just hoping that he does give me some returns. It wouldn't be the end of the world if he doesn't, because I know in the next game week or two, I'm sure something will come from him.
Yeah. And then one to kind of look at, Ollie Watkins. I've been a fan of the guy since he's been to Villa, so he's one to kind of look at and see how he does. He's one of those guys who I'm kind of looking at. And then once I see some kind of consistency, I'll bring him in. but I do like him, especially if Villa keeps playing well. Another one to look at is Danny Welbeck. See how he does against Liverpool.
I was also going to say, I think Welb is going to be, because Brighton have actually been playing really well. And so Welbeck's first game, and even maybe the two games before that, I noticed that Brighton keep the ball a lot, but in the final third, they were struggling quite a bit. So I think Welbeck will offer quite a threat. I think he'll be a lot more effective than Maupay, actually. I really do.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
Good signing from them. But yeah. Oh, last thing. So let's talk captains. I know we touched on it earlier. You're going Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah. So my ranking is Bruno, Vardy, then Salah. Those are my captain options.
Interesting. So you're saying Vardy vice captain, Bruno captain.
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, I'm going Bruno. I still need to sleep on it, but right now, it's Salah captain and then Bruno vice for me. But that could change. I don't know who I'm going to captain, but those are my two options. And I'm only leaving Vardy out because I don't have him in my team. But for anyone who does, I think I would pick Vardy over Salah. But yeah, I think we can wrap this up.
All right. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us. Hopefully you guys have a good week, a better week than I did last week. And yeah, I think this show has been good, man. We're doing a good job, Easy. I know quite a few people are listening to it. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. These are amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.
All right. Peace.